Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How are you guys? Welcome back. Welcome back to Unveiled by Grace Podcast. I'm your host. I am your brother. Your man of God. Humble servant. And we are back with another episode. I was in Matthew 17. And in Matthew 17, it's speaking about Jesus and his transfiguration, being transfigured when he came down. Hallelujah. And the disciples heard from heaven, from the clouds. And our Father said, "This is my Son. Listen to him." And in trembling and in fear, they went face down. Hallelujah. Peter, James, and John. Jesus took them to the high mountain and revealed his divine glory. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, this event demonstrates the divinity of Christ. But it also serves as a lesson in spiritual transformation. For who? For us believers. And that's what I want to speak about. That's what I want to speak about today. The transformation, or we'll call it the transfiguration. Hallelujah. So Matthew 17:1-2, it says, "After 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter, James, and John, the brother of James, and led them up a high mountain by themselves." That part right there. So when the Lord takes us up on this high mountain, and in this process of transfiguration, you will go by yourself. Hallelujah. Understand that in that means separation, isolation. It's just you. Oh, Jesus and the Father. Oh, the leadings of the Holy Spirit in this process. I just wanted to pause there because that is so key. On this high mountain by yourself with the Lord in his presence. Hallelujah. But let's continue reading. There he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light. So Jesus' appearance changes, revealing his divine nature, symbolizing his fulfillment of the law. Yeah. So the purpose of this process, the transfiguration of our Lord and Savior, it strengthened the disciples' faith, and it prepared them for his upcoming crucifixion. So there's a preparation, there's a readiness, there's a process that you are going to go through that is preparing you. It's preparing you not for the crucifixion, but just in that, what comes with carrying the cross, what comes with the assignment, what comes with the mantle. Yetalabakasi. Hallelujah. Oh Jesus, help me. Holy Spirit, help me. Hallelujah. So God's voice from the cloud, Matthew 17:5, confirms Jesus as his beloved son, emphasizing the importance of listening to him. You must listen and hear the voice of God and obey. Hallelujah. How can you be transformed? How can you be led? How can you hear the voice of God? You gotta go up to that mountain. Hallelujah. You gotta cut out all distractions. And you gotta go by yourself. No one could do and go there for you into the secret place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So as believers, we undergo a spiritual transformation, kind of like the transfiguration of Jesus. And Romans 12:2 encourages us to not conform to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Ooh, okay, we're gonna go there briefly, then we're gonna continue. Going up that mountain, that high place, we speak about the mind, renewing of the mind, renewing of the mind, because in this transformation it involves a renewal of our hearts and minds to align with God's will. I posted something the other day. It was hilarious. The brother was, it looked like he was like in a Macy's or a store, and the mannequin, you know, their back was like out of alignment, right? You know, it was hilarious. He, you know, like the back of the person or the mannequin was very crooked, and it was, the posture wasn't right. Hallelujah. Yeah. And he was saying that, you know, to get a spiritual chiropractor to realign, you know, is Jesus. Hallelujah. And then he was, you know, going on and not leaning on you. He said, this is what leaning on your own understanding looks like. It was hilarious. Go to my Instagram at David Abraham, and you'll see the video there. It should still be in my story. If not, I'll reshare it. But it was hilarious. But we must be aligned in our minds by the renewing of our minds and renewal of our hearts. Create in us, oh Father, a new spirit. 2 Corinthians 5:17. We are a new creation. Hallelujah. And in 2 Corinthians 3:18, it states, and we all who with unveiled faces contemplate the Lord's glory are being transformed into his image with ever increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. Ooh. So when Jesus came from the mountain, his face was shining. There was a light. There was a an oil. You remember when, this is hallelujah. You know when grandma was getting you ready for church, you know what I'm saying? She was brushing your hair and she put a glop of oil on you. I'm talking about you was shining. Hey, hallelujah. And that's just that's not even comparing to the shining that was shown on Jesus. That was a light. That was a clear evidence that, whoa, I mean, his clothes changed to white. His face shone like, the sun. Hallelujah. You know how bright the sun is. Come on now. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit plays a crucial role in transforming us believers into the likeness of Christ, enabling us to reflect his character and glory. But character, some of us, we have character flaws. Sometimes it ain't just a demon. You know, some of us, we were taught wrong. We were shaped by the world. And he told us, do not conform, do not be a part of, do not be influenced by, do not be as the world. Hallelujah. But some of us, all of us, man, let's talk about it. Who here? But Jesus was flawless. But our character, the me, the I, yeah, you, you, hallelujah. I'm gonna keep going because I don't necessarily want to stay there, because this message is specifically about the transfiguration, the transformation, the process. And we're coming down off that mountain. Hallelujah. Ooh, they like, whoa, man, who is, man, David looking, you know. Ah, man, you know. Like, who is that? That's not the same person that I saw last week, you know, a year ago, whenever, however, you know, depending on, you know, the amount of access those have had to you. But you are a new creation in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And there is nothing impossible that you cannot do. There is nothing, no hurt, no harm, no danger will come. Hallelujah. We only fear the Lord. Hallelujah. We walk in authority that comes from Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And that light, we're called to be the beacon of light in a dark place. Oh Jesus, hallelujah. And like the disciples who witnessed Jesus's glory but later faced his suffering, believers, brothers and sisters, we are called to embrace both the mountaintop experience and the valleys of life. And you truly, 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 his word tells us that our faith will be tested. But it's all to strengthen. It's all to build up. Hallelujah. You know, in a lot of our brothers and sisters, you know, we don't, like a lot of, especially, I know I was, you know, when I began to pick up my cross and began to truly seek the Lord Jesus, I was, you know, yeah, I'm, you know, I'm up, I'm reading my Bible, and I'm, you know, and then, oh yeah, hold on now, you know, this is definitely a process that isn't for the faint of heart or those who expect the glitz and glamour of what the church or and what they see, right? But you don't know that man and woman of God, the price they pay. You don't know the price we pay. Hallelujah. What do I mean by that? Because Jesus paid the price. I mean, to get to wine, you have to crush grapes. For the oil to be pressed, you must crush some olives. And the crushing the crushing. Oh Jesus, help me, Lord. Holy Spirit. And this isn't to deter you or to, no. That's why the church and the community and those who you fellowship with, you know, They keep you lifted. They support you. They, you know, you're not in it alone. Because, man, look, I can tell you the times, you know, where, oh, Lord, I didn't know. I did not ask for this. I'm being honest. I would have been okay just, you know, not knowing or not, you know. It's like, oh, Lord. But, and I'm not over exaggerating. I'm not, this is, you go sit down with, a real, I don't get into that real and true stuff, you know, false, all that, but I'm saying go speak with a true and real man and woman of God who walk in consecration, who understand purity, who understands the mantles, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. And you know, we here for it, though. You know, we here for it. We here for it because we love the Lord that much. One of my sisters, Tamia, she posted, you know, when you have experienced or had an experience with the Lord Jesus, you know, you don't stop. You want more. It becomes, you know, like, I don't want to say like chasing a high, but I chase the Lord. I seek you, Father. I can't explain it into words. I just know that we here for it. Hallelujah. We are here for you, Lord. Where you say go, I will go. What you say, I will say. And no, we're not perfect. We miss it. I miss it all the time. Look, and this is my, I understand where I am. And I never, man, please, anybody that, look, try to tell you, you know, because it doesn't matter about trying to be perfect. No, it's not about that. He is perfecting a work in us, and it's a continuous thing. It's no finish line. I mean, there is with assignments and things he's called you to do, but the work and in you, through you, it don't stop. So always know that, and you know, humility. Like we learn. I learn from my son Nathan every day. Yep. Mm-hmm. Oh my, that guy is different. Hallelujah. And look, as I speak of the prophet, here he comes running in. So let me wrap up because I know he's finna begin his demands of the day, of the morning, right? Like, Daddy, I need breakfast, food. Go in there and make it yourself. Nah, just like, what kind of parent or father would I be to send my son into something he's not equipped or prepared for? We're gonna let that sit right there, just like that. And I'm gonna make a part two. Because there's still more, you know, listening to God, reflecting his glory, living in hope. There's more things to come for this. So there will be a part two. But I gotta go. But I will return. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you with hearts full of gratitude for the gift of your Son, Jesus, and the profound event of his transfiguration. Thank you. Thank you for revealing his divine nature and for the hope we have in him. Lord, we ask for your Holy Spirit to guide us in our journey of transformation. Help us to renew our minds and align our hearts with your will. As we face the challenges of life, remind us of the glory that awaits us in Christ and strengthen our faith. May we listen closely to your voice and reflect the love and grace of Jesus in our daily lives. Empower us to be lights in the world, sharing your hope and truth with those around us. We trust in your promise of transformation and look forward to becoming more like you each day. In Jesus' precious and mighty name, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Y'all go and have a wonderful day. Today is Friday. Hallelujah. Praise God for that. It's a new day. It's a new day. And just know that you are exactly where you need to be. And the Lord's arms can reach you exactly where you are to pull you up, to prepare you for where he needs you to go. So be a blessing today. Be the light or reflect the light, which is who is Jesus Christ. And I know that this message will bless you. So pass it on and bless someone else. I love you. I love you guys. But Jesus loves you so much more. Shalom.